Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate ya. Hey everyone, and welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. All right, hold on. I have to fix my mic. If you hear anything weird, it's just me fixing my mic. Okay, thank you everyone so much for tuning in this week. If you haven't seen it already, yes, I am in Miami. Incredible. I love the heat. I love the cold also, but only like after the summer where we have like that in-between kind of cold. I can't take the New Jersey winters here. I can't do it. I'm like so done with it. So to be in Miami, living my best life, I am blessed. I am happy. And I am most likely getting a tan and, you know, living it up and eating all that good food. But today I do want to talk about, it's all about Bravo today. And it's going to be about the Housewives shows, new shows that are coming, shows I got some, you know, things, new things that are coming with it. So we have a lot to talk about today. And I can't wait to talk about it because I love these shows so much. And it's my life. Like, I love it and I enjoy it. So to talk about it and to have people that also love it with me, it's the best. And people always say like, oh my god, you like the drama, oh my god, you like, no, I hate it. I hate drama in my life. It's the worst thing ever, and I disconnect from it. But to watch on TV and to see these people and have this drama, I enjoy it. It's like a fun little getaway for me. Like, I am not about the drama. Anyone that thinks that, you are completely wrong. I hate it, but I will watch it because to me it's entertaining and these ladies do incredible jobs. They do, and Joe Gorga too, I guess we could add him in there. But all of them on all the franchises, they all do incredible with these shows. So I love talking about it. Oh my God, am I out of breath? Oh my gosh. But yeah, so so yeah, let's go right into it and talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. So the Housewives of Atlanta is coming back on May 1st. They have a few new girls and they have Marlo who finally got her peach. Thank God. And so I'm excited to see how she is like now with a peach. And also we have Sheree back. So She by Sheree is back. I'm so happy. I love her so much. It's her, Nene, and anybody else? No, that's it. Her and Nene are kind of like my favorites that I always missed and I hope would come back. So I'm happy Sheree's coming back. But we do have a trailer, thank God. Some of these other shows that I'm going to talk about don't have a trailer, but Housewives of Atlanta does have a trailer. Now, it has been about a week since it came out, so I am late, but you know, I wanted to talk about all things Bravo, and we have some new things coming out, so I finally got all of these, all the information about it, and I feel like now is the best time to talk about it. So here is the trailer for The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Bravo has been keeping everything airtight. I don't know what's going to go down on RHOA.
Marlo is going to keep the girls alive.
She by Sheree finally launched. It's not spring summer, though.
This season, keep your edges on point and stay tuned.
My edges are filling in.
Who thinks that they know some tea on me about sucking dick in the locker room?
This is an in-work
party. Kenya, don't invite your wife when you don't get it.
Now I'm a nephew still.
They nickname mom.
Where did she face since she goes to trial?
Oh no.
Am I raising them right?
She by Sheree's coming, honey.
You gonna see Tyrone?
A really large penitentiary.
And you just happen to run into him.
When the guys come home, they just all over the woman.
He hasn't shown up yet. What does it mean when you call someone, it ring and then it go busy?
Just love yourself, Sheree.
I am the moment, babe.
New to Atlanta. She's a four-time gold Olympic medalist.
I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a real deal Jamaican. Hey!
She a call me a friend. Me not call her no friend.
I'm a four-time Olympic gold medalist. Hey, who's
my name? You ain't no Jersey crew.
My name ain't on this house.
He didn't have the money to pay that condo off.
Her, your mama, and your family, y'all so disrespectful.
If you ever were to find something in my phone where a guy was like, yo, I could come give you a massage, you would have a problem with that.
She saw something, didn't understand the context.
You just said basically she's lying.
That one pissed me the f*** off.
Yes, my husband was there when you said that you wanted to have sex.
Because you never paid him.
Are you gonna shut the f*** up for a second before I can talk?
Candy doesn't know how to be a friend.
Candy was a damn hoe. She f***ed everybody for free.
I give what you give to me.
Now you following me?
You're full of shit.
Can you do that?
Pitiful little hoe.
You came to be Sheree's lap dog, bitch.
I don't have a lap dog, just to be clear. Here, there. There you go.
Okay, now, why the hell does Drew have to bark like that? Like, okay, first of all, let's go back. I can't wait for Tanya. I feel like she's going to be my favorite. I just love how she holds herself. I love how she is. She's, like, completely real. Like, it's all her, and I love that. So, I could definitely tell that she is going to be one of my favorites. And, of course, she, like, Sheree saying, like, she by Sheree is gonna come this year. Like, just, no! We're not doing this again! But, I'm so excited for her to be back. But, yeah, Drew is, like, to me, she's just not a part of this cast. Like, I'm not a fan of her. I don't know. Like, I can't believe Portia's gone. But, at the same time, like, watching the trailer, I didn't even realize, like, she was gone. Like, it wasn't even, like, going through my head. So, I have a lot of hope for this new season. I'm very excited. And it airs May 1st. Right, didn't I say? Yeah, May 1st it airs. So, very, very, very excited about that. So, next, let's talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills ended filming for their new season recently, and we should be getting something soon about it, at least a trailer, a picture of the cast, something. But we do have a new cast member coming into the group, and then of course we have Kathy Hilton, who's going to be a friend of, and there's another friend of who's also going to be on the show. So I'm excited about it. There's been a few altercations and like, you know, things that have been happening, few with, what's her name, Kathy Hilton, so I'm excited to see it. I just hope they don't mess with Kathy, because I love Kathy. She was incredible, like, her first season, incredible, loved her so much. I think she's hilarious. I definitely think they're gonna try to come for her, because Beverly Hills hates when there's a housewife that everyone loves. So, we'll see. I hope we get a trailer soon. I hope we get a date. I'm hearing it's going to be May 11th. Is going to be the premiere of the new season. So, let's hope. But we'll see. I have nothing yet about it. So, I'm hoping something comes out. And I hope it's not this week, because I'm going to be annoyed, because I already did this, but let's see, let's hope, and I hope it's May 11th. Next, we have The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So, they just filmed their reunion for season 12. Yeah, season 12, and I'm so excited. So, the theme was, like, the Cat Lake Nashville theme. So, we'll see how it goes. I don't know. But Teresa can't yell because she had her appendix taken out or anything. It was like an emergency surgery. So we'll see what happens. But Teresa and Margaret are on like this both sides of Andy. And then we have Jennifer on one end and Jackie on the other. And then the last seats are Dolores and Melissa, which is crazy because Melissa's usually either in the middle or the first seat. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm hearing it's a lot of drama, a lot of back and forth, and they are fighting and they are mad. And me personally, I don't think Teresa and Margaret are going to make up. And I feel like Jennifer and Dolores might have a little thing going on because Dolores said something recently and she was like upset. And I'm like, really, Dolores? Like, oh my God, I don't know. I used to love Dolores. I'm starting like not to be a huge fan, but we'll see what happens. I know it's going to be a good season finale and a great reunion. I can't wait. Okay, so we have next on our list, the Miami Housewives. They have started filming for season 5. They just started filming this week. As I'm in Miami, I'm going to try to see if I could look for them and see them and find them and at least get a photo with them or, you know, be in the backgrounds or something because I love this franchise. This is one of my favorites. It's always been one of my favorites. New Jersey's always my number one, but Miami was always my number two. So for it to be back, I always say, like, I feel like I had something to do with it because I would message Andy every day. Like, all the time I would message Andy about it. So I'm happy they are going forward to season 5, and let's see what happens. I'm hearing Larsa is not coming back, so I'm a little upset about that because I did, you know, she was kind of that one that was boring, but at the same time, like, she did have her drama with the people, so with the different cast members. So I hope she comes back, but I don't know if she's going to come back. I think it's a no. Like, I don't see her coming back in. But they are casting for other women too. So it looks to me, it looks like Adriana is going to be a housewife full time and Marisol is going to be a friend of again. We're going to have Kiki as a friend again and we're going to have the rest of the cast. So it's going to be a good cast. It's going to be a pretty big cast. Like I said, it was a huge success on Peacock. NBC and Peacock were very happy with the numbers. That's why they pushed it to Bravo also. So I'm really happy that this happened and that they were able to do this reboot like this and to see what else goes on. But I definitely, you know, like I said, I do not see Larsa coming back, unfortunately. I didn't really care for Nicole. Julia, I loved. I thought she was a great addition. But like I said, like I was telling everybody, like, even though I don't like some of them, the whole cast is incredible. Like, they, all of them together, make an incredible cast. I'm so happy with this cast. I've never been so happy with the cast. So, regardless of what they do, like, and if we lose Larsa, it's okay. Like, they'll find someone else. And I just feel like they need a person that's well known, like Larsa, or, you know, like Lisa Hochstein, and, you know, all those kind of girls. So people are saying they want what's her name? Oh my God, one of the housewives. They want her back. She was on she was on season 2 as a full time. Shoot, I forgot her name. But anyway, they want her back. And I would like to see her back. I forgot her name, or I would say it. But I don't know. I like the new blood here and there. Oh, and Gertie, I love her. I thought she was incredible. Her first season, I loved it. And I agree with what she says. I don't think you should plan your friends' weddings or events because it could damage the friendship. So I definitely think she's right about that. As we saw in the earlier seasons of Miami with, oh my gosh, I forgot her, with Marisol and, oh my God, Leah, that's right. Yeah, with Leah. So we'll see what happens. I'm really excited for Miami. I love Miami. I can't wait for them to do season 5. I'm hoping to bump into them somewhere because I'm going to a bunch of events. So yeah, I can't wait. So Miami season 5 is probably going to come like November, December of this year. If not, maybe January. We have to talk about Goalie Gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it help improves your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goalie gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goalie gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code G Stillwell. And again, that's G-S-T-I-L-W-E-L-L for 5% off your full order. Promo code G Stillwell. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Now we go to what we've all been waiting for. The Real Housewives of Dubai, they finally announced it. We're getting it June 1st. I'm so excited. They did a little like teaser. It wasn't a trailer, but I'll let you listen to it. It's just a song, but you need to go on Bravo TV on Instagram or online, bravotv.com, and you will find the trailer or their little teaser of it. It's like it reminded me of the old Bravo where they used to like film for these like commercial looking things. Incredible. I'm so excited for it. So here's a little like teaser of it. Like I said, it's like a song, but it was incredible. You have to watch it. Incredible. I am so excited for this. And like I said, June 1st, it comes out on Bravo. So this is like their first franchise where they're doing it outside of the United States. There are other shows. There's like The Real Housewives of Naples, The Real Housewives of Melbourne, The Real Housewives of Sydney, I think. The Real Housewives. They have like so many. Johannesburg. They have so many other housewives. But this one is from Bravo. The other ones are from like other networks. So I can't wait. I'm so excited. And Caroline from The Ladies of London, which was like an older show on Bravo, she's going to be on it too. And it's so funny because I never watched it until the pandemic happened. And then one day I was home and I was like, let me watch this, because I was on Bravo and they were like putting out all their older shows. And then I saw Ladies of London and I was like, stop it. I'm like, let me watch this. And it was a good show. Honestly, they should have named it The Real Housewives of London, but it's fine. But that would have been a great, great Housewives franchise because they were intense. I don't know why it didn't last, but Caroline, she is going to be on The Real Housewives of Dubai because she moved there with her husband, her now husband. She got divorced from her husband who was on the show with her for The Ladies of London. And yeah, so I cannot wait. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited to meet these new ladies. They all look gorgeous and incredible. I cannot wait. So again, The Real Housewives of Dubai is coming June 1st. And I leave the best for last. We have The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2, which nobody knows when it's coming out. And I follow all the housewives, and I listen to podcasts that they're all on, and they all are like, we have no idea when it's coming out. They have been going for their interviews, like when they have their, you know, little interviews, and so they've been doing that. I'm hoping for June or like May or June. I'm hoping. Originally, it was supposed to be for March, and then they pushed it to April. And then after that, it was nobody knows what's going on. So now everyone's assuming, well, it might be May or June because of this silence. Like, there's nothing going on about it. Like, they're not talking about it. I really, really hope it's not like July or August, because now that we have Beverly Hills coming back and Atlanta at the same time, then in June comes Housewives of Dubai, and then we have, yeah, and then, yeah. So then by that time, Atlanta should be ending mid-June or the end of June. So hopefully we'll have it by July. I'm hoping. But also it's Peacock. So yeah, I'm not understanding. Whatever. I hope it comes out soon. And then we have Potomac that was recently filming some scenes for their new season. So I can't wait. We have so much going on. We have so many new shows coming about. And this one I'm excited for because we have Taylor Armstrong and Brandi Glanville from Beverly Hills. We have, Jill Zarin and Dorinda from New York. And Dorinda's actually hosting. It's going to be at their Bluestone Manor. It's going to be there. So that's where they're all going to be. And then we have Vicky and Tamara from Orange County. And who am I missing? Phaedra from Atlanta. And is that it? I think that's everybody. Yeah, I think that's everyone. So I am really excited. I cannot... Oh, and Eva from Atlanta. That's right. I forgot about her. So yeah, that's a big group of crazy women. Like, they are... All of them on their shows were like the ones that will flip out on you. So I'm really excited for it. Like I said again, we don't know when it's coming out. We don't know what's going on with it. It's definitely happening. I know that for a fact. But when is it happening? I don't know. It's definitely going to be on Peacock. But if you haven't already watched Ultimate Girls Trip Season 1, and that's like with Melissa and Teresa from New Jersey, Ramona and Luann from New York, Kenya and Cynthia from Atlanta, and then Kyle from Beverly Hills. So that one's a good watch. All right, so I hope I helped you catch up on all the Housewives stuff and all that good stuff. I really didn't dive into Potomac too much because I have no idea what's going on with it. So they did start filming, like I said, but that's all I know. It's very, very early into filming, and I don't have enough information with it. But when I do have information, I will definitely get back to you. I'm so excited for all these shows. I have no time for any of it, but I made time for it. But anyway, I hope you all have a great week and a great weekend. And I will see you all next week. And what's next? Oh my god, next week's Easter. Easter week. Oh my gosh. Everything's flying by. I'm freaking out. Like, these months have been zooming by. But anyway, have a great weekend. And I don't really have a quote of the week for you this week, but I guess I will say bravo, 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 Denise Richards. All right, have a good weekend.